to Temin Halacha. Today I want to talk about what happens now that we're in the summertime. A lot of people have the practice of making early Shabbos. So I know when we start Shabbos in my house, when I go make early Shabbos, so first of all, we always do it at Plag. We don't do it at that 7 o'clock worst possible time to make Shabbos halachically time. So we do the Plag Minyan. So when I go to the Plag Minyan, very often my wife is not yet ready to quite make Shabbos. So to what extent, if at all, is a woman bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos of her husband? There is a Mordechai in the end of Perek Bama Madlikin, the Siman Reish Sadi Zayin. Oh, by the way, all of these makaros are from the Sefer Ratz Kitzvi, Tzvika Reisman from Los Angeles. He has a Sefer, he sent me all of his different Svarim, which are very nice Svarim. So in the volume on Shabbos, he has a whole essay on this topic. So in the Mordechai in Perek Bama Madlikin, he writes, Vehecha sherov hakal kiblu aleim Shabbos. If the majority of a community was mekabel Shabbos, hamiut al karchem nimshachem achareihem. The minority of the community has to also be mekabel Shabbos together with them. This is halach lemaisa to an extent. We no longer say the rov hakal necessarily. Let's say you have the biggest shul in the neighborhood when there are five shuls in your neighborhood, but the biggest one is mekabel Shabbos at a certain time. We don't say that all of the other shuls have to then follow. We'll maybe explain why a little bit later, but there's certainly such a din that if the entire tzibur is mekabel Shabbos, that an individual cannot just come in and drive into such a community on Shabbos. This is very nogea to camps. Sometimes someone will be driving into a camp for a Shabbos. The camp is its own community. Very often they've made an early Shabbos. It's seriously problematic if there's no later minyan for an individual to just be driving into the camp. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Samach Gimel Yud Beis, Imrov Vakal Kiblo Aleim Shabbos, Hamiut Nimshachem Achareim Al Karcham. The miut has to follow the rov. Based on that halacha, the Prima Gadol in Reish Samach Gimel Mishpasot Zav Sivkot Aleph writes, Isha Madlika Asura Vishar Bnei Abayis Mutarim. A woman who lights Neros Shabbos is no longer allowed to do malacha. Everyone else in the house is. Af she isha madlika hi akeres habayis, v'him nimshach machar daita tamid, even though, as my children know, when they ask about anything in the house, the response is always, you have to ask the boss, and they know who the boss is. The woman is the akeres habayis. Everything goes based on what she says. When it comes to adlaka, we allow her to do one thing, and not everyone is nimshach after her. He says by tefillah we follow the rov and probably also the gadol habayis. The implication is that there's a difference between Kabbalah Shabbos by Hadlakas Neros and Kabbalah Shabbos of Tefillah. That when it comes to Tefillah, if the Gadol HaBayis has davened already, has already accepted Shabbos b'Tefillah, the implication of the Prima Gadim is that then everyone in the house has to be Mekabel Shabbos. Who is the one defined as Gadol HaBayis? So Gadol HaBayis is not a phrase that the Prima Gadim invented. That's a concept that comes up in Hilchos Avelus. So typically, the man of the house is considered the, not the Akeres HaBayis, but the Gadol HaBayis. And therefore, it sounds from the Prima Gadim that as soon as the man is Mekabel Shabbos, Bitfila, Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, so the woman would have to accept Shabbos as well. The Chavos Yoyer in the Sefer Makor Chaim in Simrei Samach Gimel says also that Ishto, one's wife, is Tafel Lo when it comes to this. In Rav Vosner's Tshuvas in the Shevet Alevi Chelek Zayin Simon Lamed Hei, he also writes, Isha Negreres Achre Kabbalas Shabbos Shalabal, that the woman has to follow the Kabbalas Shabbos of the husband. And he explains that for several reasons. One is based on the Supreme Gadim, but also he says Ishto Kigufo Nimshachas Acharav. Always a little bit difficult to explain why Poskim, when Poskim choose to use the phrase Ishto Kigufo. Ishto Kigufo in Shas has a very specific connotation in Hilchos Eidos, that we have a concept of Ishto kigufo. But for some reason, everyone, like by Ner Chanukah, the poskim jump all over Ishto. Normally by mitzvahs, we don't say Ishto kigufo. By mitzvah, we don't say, oh, well, if the husband did the mitzvah, then the wife must have done it too. We don't normally assume that. The wife has to hear Kiddush, right? She can't just, oh, my husband did it, so it's good enough. But over here, he uses this terminology of Ishto Kigufo. There is a Satmar Dayan, we've mentioned him in Antwerp, by the name of Rav Weiss, Chaim Yosef David Weiss, who has tshuvas called Vaya'an David. I mentioned earlier this year, he's the one that... That supposedly was quoted in all the Jewish websites as saying that one is obligated to donate a kidney, and that's why I bought all the svarim to try to find that tshuva. I couldn't find it in any of the svarim, but I found a lot of other very nice tshuvas in the svarim. It's a very, very beautiful sefer. So he disagrees with Rav Azman on this, and he says that the idea that she's negreres basrei lanias daiti she'ein zemachriach, that I don't think that kol ish shorer bebeiso has anything to do with this, and that she's Nigrar after him. The most prominent tshuva on the topic, though, is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Aruch Chaim Chel Gimel Simin Lamed Ches was asked if a husband is mekabel Shabbos and Bevelet Yom, is the woman asur b'melacha? He says l'chora pashut she'ena nigrar esacharav. It's a davar pashut that she does not have to be mekabel Shabbos with him, because just like he cannot be mechayiv her in nidarim that he's noder, even though it's only in the migdar milsa, and even if he says beferush that she should become Aser and Chayiv in his Nedarim, he also can't Aser her b'malacha with Tosefes Shabbos. Even if he beferish tries to be, certainly not if he does it b'stam. Says Rav Moshe, Kabbalah Shabbos is not midin neder. Nevertheless, it's not going to be something that is going to be binding upon his wife. The Deborah Tzina Rav in Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, Chel Beis, Simen Tezvav, says that it's only Kabbalah Shabbos Derov is Chal Ala Yechidim. That the Prima Gadim's connection over here is not an exact connection. It's only when the majority does something that Yechidim are bound by something. Kabbalah Shabbos of a husband, that's only an individual. That should have no bearing on anybody else. What one person does as an individual has no bearing on anybody else. In fact, in Tshuvas Chemdus Moshe, Siman Nun Gimel, he points out that the whole svara of following the rov is that we assume that you want to be part of that community. So if the community is doing X, we assume you want to generally join the community. So what are the rayas that a woman is not nigrar achar baila? You don't even need rayas, because that she should be. Rav Moshe is correct, davar pashut, that there's no reason to assume that she should be bound by his Kabbalah Shabbos. But poskim nevertheless bring several rayas. Let's quickly go through four rayas that poskim bring. Raya number one, the Raman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud writes that a woman who's mekabel Shabbos al dakas neros, aval shar b'nei habayis, are still allowed to do malacha until baruchu. What you see is that Kabbalah Shabbos apparently is individualized. So me'echitesi, to be mechalik. So just like the woman can be mekabel Shabbos without the rest of the family, the husband can be mekabel Shabbos without the rest of the family. We see that Kabbalah Shabbos is an individual thing. It's not a din in the family or in the household. Second, none of these rayas are muchrach, but at least it's an indicator. A second raya in the Magen Avraham, Reish Samach Gimel Sivkat Nivalev, writes that when you have a chuppah on Erev Shabbos, it used to be that was the most common day to get married, because Jews were always very poor because we didn't have the same economic opportunities that everybody else had. So to have two fleishig meals in a week, it was unheard of. It was unimaginable. Now it's unimaginable not to have an entire fleishig spread on Shavuos night when you're staying up all night. Unimaginable. How can you live like this, right? But it used to be that Jews couldn't afford two fleishig meals in a week. So he writes that when there's a chuppah on Erev Shabbos, and then it was delayed until Shkia, and the woman doesn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos before the chuppah, she should light a ner without a bracha, and then when it becomes dark, she should be pores yodeha over the her eyes and say the bracha then, and that's when she'll be Mekabel Shabbos. So the Chemdas Moshe writes, apparently, the husband was already Mekabel Shabbos, meaning in the case of the Magen Avraham, it's just that the woman is not interested in being Mekabel Shabbos yet. So she, as long as she delays her Adlakas Neros, she can delay her own personal Kabbalah Shabbos. And third possible raya is that Is from a Berhetim. Berhetim is from Reisam Gimel writes, Yesh Nogal, Sholechas Lebesa Ben Chafifasa Letvilasa, Umadlika V'chazeres Letvila. That some have the minag that they'll go, if a woman is going to the mikveh, let's say, on Friday night, so she'll go home in between. They used to do the chafifa, the preparations for the mikveh, many women still do, at the mikveh itself, so that she'll go home between the preparations for the mikveh and the actual tevila b'mikveh and be madlik. Why that? Because that hadlaka is going to be her personal Kabbalah Shabbos. So it doesn't sound like, from that Ber Hetev, that she has to be cognizant of what her husband's holding out in shul, what he's up to in shul, in terms of her hadlaka. It could be even after he has already been mekabel the Shabbos. But it's not clear, because it doesn't say anywhere that the husband has already been mekabel Shabbos. A fourth possible raya, and this is Tzvika's own raya, I think, is that there is a discussion whether a woman is even obligated to Tosefes Shabbos to begin with. Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel writes that Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, women are definitely chayiv, and that's a sugya in Meseches Sukkah, Chav Chasam Beis. Ha Ezrach, Lerabos, Es Anashim, right, in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So if you hold that every Yom Kodesh, the chayiv in Tosefes, so it could be that there is such a din of Tosefes, it could be that it's only Yom HaKippurim that it's Lerabos Es Anashim. But every other Tosefes Yom Kodesh women are not included in, because we don't find the riboy to be mechayev other than on Yom HaKippurim. Tosfos, in fact, in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Lamed Daled, the Mishnah there says Safek Chashecha Ein Madlikin. So Tosfos says even if it's Vada Yom Samuch L'Chashecha, it should be Ein Madlikin, because don't you have a chiyuv of Tosefes Shabbos? Why do you say Safek Chashecha when it's Bein Hashmashos? So don't light the neros because it might be too late. It's already too late even a moment before Bein Hashmashos, because you still have a requirement of Tosefes Shabbos. So the Sfasemis writes, no, a moment before Safek Chashecha is Tosefes Shabbos. Women are not included in Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. Now, if that's the case, then it's a double pashut that women are not going to be nigrar after the Kabbalah Shabbos of the husband. The husband's Mekabbalah Shabbos early because he has a din of Tosefes Shabbos. If a woman doesn't even have a din of Tosefes Shabbos, certainly not a chiv of Tosefes Shabbos, it's unreasonable to make her be nigrar after her husband. And then Rav Sturmbach has a tshuva in Chel Gimelson Pehei, which he uses a very similar svara to what Rav Moshe says in a different context to explain why the woman should not be nigrar achar baila. I should mention that there are many poskim that hold that women are chayiv in Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. It's just that the existence of poskim that say not that way, it's a fair shetos and ksubis that they are chayiv, but the existence of such poskim that say not that way is the indicator. But the Rav Sturmbach has a different story. He says, you know, who really does Tosefes Shabbos? You know, when do we make Shabbos early? So why am I giving this shiur now at this time of year? Because this is the only time of year anyone's interested in making early Shabbos. It's dafka for a few months during the summertime, which means no one's really interested in adding on to Shabbos. What we're interested in is not eating dinner at 9:30 at night. You know, that's the real interest. So if that's the case, that it's all just about whatever is convenient. So he says, even though so Rav Sturmbach writes, benito didan, so kula rak lekama chadashim mipnei hechrech, because we have no choice. After, certainly, if you live in England, let's say, you know, where the Shabbos wouldn't start till 10 o'clock at night. After mitzvah la'akdim k'nisas haShabbos mikol makom kan lo nasa b'shvil kach. You're not doing it for the mitzvah. You just want to daven before shkia so that you can eat early. V'inu gufay lo nichlu shenashayu yinagu kamos mamish. And he says, and most of the men not only don't care, they don't want. They don't want to inconvenience their wives. Meaning the whole reason that it would be that a woman would be nigra or basa the husband would be that he's machbit about this, that it's going to be like a breach in shalom bayis because he's upset. Why doesn't his wife follow his hanagos? Nah, no such thing. You don't have no one's concerned about that. To the contrary, he's very happy that to have his wife be able to continue to prepare. I should just mention, even though we're already over time over here, that there is a major shaila though. Can she still be doing things for him? If he's been Mekabel Shabbos and it's Shabbos for him, can she still be doing malachas for him? Now, Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Lamed Gimel Yud Zayin that someone who's mekabel Shabbos early is allowed to ask another Jew to do malacha. We've had many times in our house where we forgot to turn on a light, turn off a light, do something, and we made early Shabbos, so we're sitting at the Shabbos table, and we open up that big window shade in our living room. We just wait till people are walking to the late minyan, and we make them a little late to the late minyan by calling them in the house and asking them to come do malacha for us. Yeah, that's fine. But Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that maybe there's an isser on the woman to do it l'tzarech habal, because v'yinafesh ben amasecha, the Gemara in Yevamah says that even an Eved Arel is not chayv mitzvos mitzad atzmo, is allowed to do malacha for himself, but he's not allowed to do malachas rabo, that you're not allowed to do malacha for another member of the household. And that by an Eved Arel that you own, that's asur b'dar raisa, from the pasuk of v'yinafesh ben amasecha, we could ask him to do malacha for the adon. So says Rav Moshe, gam beishto, she kenu yelol the malachto. Now he doesn't own his wife, but there are certain malachas that isha osa lebaila, and mimela it could be that there's an iser for the woman to do malacha for the husband. The problem with such a suggestion is that lechora hadakas neros is also for the husband, because, and that's Shmir Shabbos Kilchus and Perek Mem Vav in footnote Mem Beis writes, how then would she be allowed to light Neros Shabbos? That's also for her and for the husband. She's not allowed to do any malacha for the husband. So you could answer that the Neros Shabbos is not for the husband, meaning, yes, the Neros Shabbos are for the husband. The hadlaka is not for the husband. That there should be Neros Shabbos is something that's both for her and for the husband. Meaning, for instance, the poskim discuss, what if you missed, we once had this, we had a bar mitzvah in Detroit. We got to, by the time my wife got to shul, something happened, one of the kids like vomited or something, and she was clear, whatever, something happened last minute, and she got to shul where they were lighting, where we were having the suda, they were lighting Neros Shabbos on the table, not like in one of those tables that often, like properly, right? And it was after Shkia. So the halacha is, you ask a guy to light the Neros Shabbos in such a case. How does that help? There's no shlichus la'akum, how can you ask a guy? Because the din is not to do a maisa hadlaka, the din is to have Neros dlukim, to have candles that are lit. So it could be that the woman is not allowed to do malachas dafka for the husband. So if her, she's going to schedule what she's going to do after the husband's mekabel Shabbos in shul, and it's either put on her makeup, or finish cooking the food, she should probably finish cooking the food first, and before the husband's mekabel Shabbos, and then put on her makeup afterwards, after the husband's mekabel Shabbos, because that's at least the shaila that Rav Moshe's machmir about, that she shouldn't do malachos for. Rav Moshe thinks it's tully in a machlokas, but lemaskani he does recommend being machmir about that issue. So it's kedai as at least the chumra to be machmir, not to do malachos for the husband at that point in time. Okay, questions.